Hello everyone, anywhere on the globe. Welcome to the podcast where you can listen to inspiring spiritual insights and experience meditation. This podcast is brought to you by the Manhattan Meditation Center of the Brahma Kumaris World Spiritual Organization. Our variety of experienced facilitators, who are also long-time meditators, will share with you their unique insights and lessons, and a spiritual perspective on self and life. They will also take you deeper into an experience of inner stillness through meditation. Join us while we explore this spiritual approach to different life's situations that we all encounter. And you may discover that tools and solutions may be right within your own mind. If we can change our mindset, we might be able to change our world, since peace and joy begin with you and within your own mind. Enjoy this journey into knowing yourself truly.
Hello and welcome. Today, let us experiment with the theme Yoga, Align with the Divine. Yoga, align with the divine. Most of us must be experimenting with practicing yoga in our own capacity. And just like physical yoga is important for the health of the body, in the same way, this yoga of the mind, this inner alignment, is important for the health of the soul. Just like in physical yoga, there are different postures, and the intention behind various postures and asanas is to properly align the body with its natural state. And when the body and its various organs, organ systems are aligned properly, then that restores the health of the body. In the same way, it's like this proper alignment of the mind. Generally, the mind is aligned, the mind is based in the story. And whatever is happening in the story, I feel it is happening with me. And generally, I fill up my mind with the thoughts around the story. The story is completely foreign to the soul. The story is something that belongs to a different dimension. And when I align myself with the divine is the one who is outside this whole physical story. And when I hold the perspective that the divine holds, then I am aligned with the divine. And so yoga essentially is extremely simple. It's just aligning myself, aligning my mind with the divine. So the way divine sees everyone as a spiritual being, the divine only focuses on the intrinsic goodness of every being. The divine is completely detached from the story, and the divine is completely loving towards every soul. Yoga is just to hold on to that perspective of the divine. And this alignment restores the natural qualities of the soul. In this alignment, the originality the eternity, the goodness within the soul is naturally expressed. And then whatever the role that has been assigned to the soul fills that role with those qualities and specialities. And so then the quality of life, the quality of mind becomes very rich. And so today, let us experiment with just going within and recalibrating ourselves, realigning ourselves to the mind of God, to the divine, so that we think, we feel, we see the way the divine thinks, the divine feels, and the divine sees. So as we take a few moments and step back, we have given ourselves this time to realign ourselves. The orientation of our thoughts is generally towards the various roles that are happening, that are being enacted in the story of life. Let me take this time to realign myself to the eternal truth. I realize that we are all these tiny beings of light. We're all visiting this physical dimension from our home of light. We realize that this physical dimension is for us to just express and enjoy ourselves. We realize that we eternally belong to the divine. And so as we reconnect back to this truth, we detach from this physical story. And we remember our truth. We realign our minds so that our minds are grounded in our home of light, the dimension of silence. Realm beyond sound. Where all of us live eternally. We have come back to our truth. As we experience ourselves suspended in silence in complete stillness. As we align ourselves to the presence of the Divine, just as the Divine is without a body, we souls are without a body. In this moment, we experience ourselves as bodiless. Completely absorbed in the silent love of the One. The mind of the Divine naturally holds only the truth. No illusion can touch the mind of the Divine. In the same way, I, the being, naturally hold the truth. I think, I feel what Divine thinks and feels. Natural love and respect for every being, for everyone. I've come back. I've realigned myself to the heart of the Divine. The unconditional love flows in the heart of the Divine, enters my being. And I experience the same love and acceptance towards everyone. There are no boundaries, there are no limits. I've entered this realm of being unlimited, unconditional. I hold on to this pure experience as my mind naturally rests on the Divine. Nothing else, no one else, just the One. This is yoga. This is pure, loving connection with the One and no one else. Essence of the Divine makes my mind silent, makes my heart warm with love, and restores me back to my dignity. This mental positioning is all yoga is. And as I come back into the story world, I gently and silently carry this natural alignment with me. So that my thoughts, my feelings are colored by the presence of the Divine. Om Shanti. Thank you.
Thank you for listening today to Inspiring Insights and Meditations. Do visit our website, manhattanmeditationcenter.org. For more info about in-person and online courses and events, and for more inspirations for life.